I walked very circumspectly, for fear of being surprised or suddenly shot with an arrow from behind or on either side. I fell into a beaten road where I saw many tracks of human feet, and some of cows, but most of horses. At last I beheld several animals in a field, and one or two of the same kind sitting in trees. Their shape was very singular and deformed, which a little discomposed me, so that I lay down behind a thicket to observe them better. Some of them, coming forward near the place where I lay, gave me an opportunity of distinctly marking their form. Their heads and breasts were covered with a thick hair, some frizzled and others lank. They had beards like goats and a long ridge of hair down their backs, and the four parts of their legs and feet, but the rest of their bodies was bare, so that I might see their skins, which were of a brown-buff colour. They had no tails nor any hair at all on their buttocks, except about the anus, which, I presume, nature had placed there to defend them as they sat on the ground. For this posture they used, as well as lying down, and often stood on their hind feet. They climbed high trees as nimbly as a squirrel, for they had strong extended claws before and behind, terminating in sharp points and hooked. They would often spring and bound and leap with prodigious agility. The females were not so large as the males.